Hobby is attached to the environment.
Ah, that's a word.
And my hobby is in the grassroots. Grassroots to catching chit chat with people and as well with the environment. So because the government give me award as Pemuda Pelopor, we call in Indonesia.
Okay.
And that is a responsibility to myself to always leading in the environments, leading in the attitude, leading in every single movement to make the people come to join whatever I doing. Yeah. And for a moment, I think what I have been doing here, then the people thinks that is the right way.
Okay. That's the right way.
It's clear now that each of us holds the power and the responsibility to preserve the beauty of Bali in every destination we visit. Sustainable travel isn't just a choice, it's a duty we carry wherever we go.
Indonesia has raised the status of cesium-137 radiation exposure case in Cikande Modern Industrial Estate, Banten, to a full investigation. Environment Minister Hanif Faisal Nur Rafiq said on Monday. Nur Rafiq emphasized that legal action is part of the government's efforts to resolve the case, which poses serious risks to public safety. Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto arrived in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt on Monday to attend the Gaza Peace Summit, where world leaders are expected to sign an agreement to end hostilities in the Gaza Strip. His office, in a statement that the Garuda Indonesia 1 aircraft carrying Prabowo and his entourage landed at Sharm el-Sheikh International Airport at around 7 a.m. local time. Welcoming him upon arrival were Egypt President Shul Chamberlain Mohammed Mokhtar, Indonesian Ambassador to Egypt Lutfi Rauf, and Defense Attaché Colonel Davris D. Sharudin. Prabowo was accompanied by Foreign Affairs Minister Sugiono and Cabinet Secretary Teddy Indrawijaya. Other leaders attending the summit include U.S. President Donald Trump, Jordan's King Abdullah II, Qatari Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, French President Emmanuel Macron, Saudi Prime Minister Mohammed bin Salman Al Saud, and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. And that was the news.
Time. singgah di hatimu. Namun siapkah kau tuh jatuh cinta lagi? Meski bibir ini tak berkata bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku lewatkanmu hanya karena diriku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku inginkan kau ada di hidupku.
Rinduku tak lagi dengannya, sudah tak ada lagi rasa antara aku dengan dia.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you shall come to Wit-Witan Market. The traditional market, which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the cherry tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. The Sundang Song is a special menu and variety food, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking the Sung Bangso. Besides wadung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. The Sung Bangso has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, the Sung Bangso can be found at Witwitan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste the Sung Bangso, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fredela. Thank you for listening.
Terima kasih. Indonesia to the world.
Tasawimi is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Tasawimi is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of tasawimi. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasawami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasawami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasawamis. Kasawami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasawami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasawami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasawami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Sejalan rintangan Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me.
Going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you shall come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the cherry tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and very fun, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking Geseng Bangsong. Besides wadung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Geseng Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fredela. Thank you for listening.
Listener, today's music honor presents a song by Maudie Ayunda. Ayunda Faza Maudia, who is known as Maudie Ayunda, is an Indonesian actress, model, writer, and singer. Maudie Ayunda released her latest song entitled Puisi Kota, or Poem of the City, on November 25, 2024. In this song, Maudie collaborates with the legendary Indonesian musician Iwan Fals. Although it was released on November 25, 2024, this song was actually first written by Maudie on April 17, 2023. In addition, this song also involves Simhala Avadana, vocalist of the band Numata. The song Puisi Kota tells a personal reflection on life in Jakarta, which is full of contradictions. The big city provides many opportunities and also dreams for some people, but on the other hand, it can also make someone feel small and lonely. Well, listener, here is Maudy Ayunda with her latest single, Puisi Kota. Have a listening.
Tapi ku sendiri.
various collaborative content from various national programs, including Live Visual Broadcasts, Live Radio Broadcasts, Music Playlists, Podcasts, Video News, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Pasuruan Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the past experiences there. The features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300 meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. If you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish.
Oh, okay. untukmu akan ku berikan seluruh cintaku. Janganlah engkau berubah dalam menyayangmu dan memaafkan. Kulakukan semua untukmu akan ku berikan seluruh cintaku. Janganlah engkau berubah dalam menyayangmu dan memahamiku. Inilah cintaku, ku berikan untukmu. Setulus hatiku, ku berikan untukmu. Akan ku lakukan semua untukmu. Akan ku berikan seluruh cintaku. Oh, akan ku lakukan untukmu. Akan ku berikan seluruh cintaku. Janganlah engkau berubah dalam menyayangi dan memahamiku.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kasuami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasuami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasuami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or pot to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasuami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This bowl is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. A corn filled with kagete flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
That crosses Indonesian people's mind when they hear the word North Sumatra, Toba Lake. The beauty of this freshwater lake that is notable as the deepest lake in the world is really fascinating. The friendliness of its people becomes one of the aspects that makes tourists stay in a bit longer. However, one thing that is always lingered in the ears is the beat of Batak's music, which pumps people's spirit to explore this land. Kasapi is one of the traditional musical instruments of Batak people. This is the evidence that Batak community possesses a high weight of musicality. songs of Asapi musical melody, which is played by Martogi Sitohang. Batak community has recognized music arts for the long time before the new modern musical instrument like today. One of the popular instruments is Asapi. Asapi is played by strumming because it has two strings in general. It is categorized as percussion. In principle, Asapi is quite similar to small guitar, but it has two strings only. Asapi is easily found in Parapat and Samosir Island. This is usually sold to the tourists who visit Toba Lake. Some local merchandise shops sell this musical instrument. Asapi crafters are a little hard to be found because they are usually also the ones who are skillful in playing the musical instrument. The crafters are ordinary elder people, and the skills of making Asapi is passed down to their offsprings. Asapi musical instrument is divided into two kinds, Asapi Ende and Asapi Doa. Asapi Ende is the melody career instrument, and it is considered as the predominant instrument in Gondang Asapi ensemble. Meanwhile, Asapi Doa has the same principle with Asapi Ende. However, in the playing, Asapi Doa acts as the career of constant rhythm. The size of Asapi Doa is a little bit bigger than Asapi Ende. It runs the harahap as Asapi musicians' views, and Asapi has its own technique to Asapi has its own technique to be played. Usually, based on tradition, there is the resonator hole in the back of the instrument. The function is to manipulate sound, and it is placed on the stomach. Traditionally, Asapi has two strings. Actually, there are the variation of two harmony systems which are used in Asapi. Traditionally, it is played intervally, approximately tres major. Asapi is a melodic and rhythm musical instrument because it does not apply musical scale. It is used as the escort music. Generally, Asapi is used for gondang events, like music events or wedding occasion. Asapi could be used in the gondang music strings, but it can also be played individually. In the various traditions of Batak community, Asapi is always present to give impression to the ongoing event. Asapi made of wood, which is crafted like a boat. This instrument uses two strings. In the earlier times, the strings were made of a proper material. Now the instrument uses guitar strings. Well, listen, before we review on Asapi musical instrument, let's listen to the Asapi musical strings with Batakese musician Martogi Sitohang and Mardi Sihombing in Mardangan Nau.
Sumang maaw, Nasa no kinimbo